In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, Frank Migliorelli. Hello, Frank.
How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing fine. Have you ever been tempted to shorten your last name for show business?
Yeah, I tried that a couple times.
Oh, really?
I tried the Frank Migs thing, but, you know, it just didn't last. So after a while, it was like, what's your real name? Where's Migs? That's kind of a weird name. So I said, forget it. I'll just go with Migliorelli and deal with it.
Absolutely. It kind of rolls off the tongue. Where do you call home?
I live up in Croton, New York.
Okay, so you qualify in the Hudson Valley. Congratulations on that. You've been busy in music a long time. When did you get started songwriting and recording?
Songwriting and recording probably started happening in early 80s, I think, actually. You know, I kind of grew up playing, you know, a bunch of cover bands and things like that, and then realized, you know, I kind of just want to start writing tunes, see if I could do it.
And your music, your recordings can be found in some unlikely places, right?
It ranges everything from children's games. I was actually really fortunate for a long time to have a gig scoring for children's video games for a while. I actually did a stand-in for a sound-alike for the X-Files video game for they wanted like a Mark Snow kind of thing, so I did a composition for one of the first X-Files video games, and
a soundtrack
for a Chippendales video.
Chippendales, the dancing troupe, the Chippendales?
Yes, the guys with the bow ties.
And you've also, you also teach, do you not? Do you do that now?
Yeah, I've actually rolled back on the teaching a little bit. I'm an interactive media designer by trade. And,
gotcha.
You know, worked on a lot of game design, things like that. And I was teaching at NYU and School of Visual Arts for a while.
Frank Migliorelli is in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Your band, Frank, is called the Dirt Nappers. I love it. Where did that name come from?
I was sitting in the Old Town Bar on 18th Street, which was kind of like my informal office at times.
I was
leaning up against the bar, and there's a great barmaid there named Jennifer. She knows me. I've been going to that bar probably since I was 18. And I was leaning against the bar, and she said, man, you look tired. And I said, yeah, I'm a little beat, but I'll sleep when I'm dead. And she said, oh, when you take the big dirt nap. And I said, what? She goes, yeah, when they put you in for the big dirt nap. I go, wow, I never heard that before. I said, it sounds like a great name for a band. So I ran to a computer and said, you know, is this name available? Is it like a .com kind of thing? And it was. So I said, next time I start up a band, I'm going to name it the Dirt Nappers. And it was kind of like had a kind of country feel to it, and you know, a little rock and roll, little twangy. So I said, let me run with it.
You sound like you love to perform as well. If you had to pick one, Frank, performing live or writing songs, if you could only do one, which would you choose?
Oh man, that's a rough question.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, that's a tough one. I love writing. I would have to say, as much as I've gotten back into performing live again, crawling out of the studio and not writing for a living anymore, I just love writing tunes, and that whole process is just a lot of fun.
And you also help other songwriters. You do this showcase in Croton at the Green Growler. What is that all about?
The Growler is a small little tap room in Croton, and Shauna, the woman who owns it, was starting to bring in music. And I said, you know, I don't want to do an open mic thing. I've been very connected to the music business in New York and the New York area because I actually used to produce a lot of records. I had an independent label for a number of years. And so I just have like a lot of contacts to really good songwriters and musicians. And I said, what if I started kind of a curated monthly showcase where I invite two original songwriters to kind of come into the place, do their own music, and, you know, get paid, and really a chance to promote new artists. I've kind of put that on ice probably till the fall.
Frank Migliorelli, you got any gigs coming up in the area?
June 18th, we'll be up at the Bread and Bottle in Red Hook, New York, which is a great place. Either on the 8th or the 9th of July, we'll be at the Hudson Valley Balloon Festival, which is somewhere like on the Tivoli Red Hook border. You should check my website for that. I'm actually going to do a gig in July at the Growler, just a night of my own stuff with a small acoustic trio, which will be fun.
What is that website, Frank?
You could get there by going to frankmigliorelli.com or dirtnappers.com.
Gotcha. Okay, we're going to hear from a selection from your album. City Eastern Serenade is the album. And the song is When We Reach the Other Side. Tell me a little bit about that. What does it mean to you?
It's just an idea I had. I love the groove, the opening chords, and I was sitting on a porch playing it, and the way the chords were falling, and I was just kind of playing with this phrase, reach the other side, kind of like this idea of you know, trying to get a struggle in a relationship going and things like that. And it's just, you know, I love this idea of, like, running, traveling, running away, you know, people finding each other.
Very cool. We're going to hear that right now at 100.7 WHUD. Thanks, Frankie M. How's Frankie M.? What do you think, no?
I might have been on a T-shirt if I look like Justin Bieber, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, stick to Frank Migliarelli. It's a beautiful name. Frank, best of luck to you.
All right, I appreciate it, Andy.